Harper Audio presents Out of Captivity, Surviving 1,967 Days in the Colombian Jungle by Mark Gonsalves, Keith Stansel, and Tom Howes. Read by Mark Deakins. Copyright 2009 by Mark Gonsalves, Keith Stansel, and Tom Howes. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. A Place to Crash. Keith. That, sir, is an engine failure. From our pilot Tommy Janice's tone, you wouldn't have known that anything serious was wrong. He'd flown all kinds of aircraft all around the world. Tommy J was a real larger-than-life guy, with more stories to tell than I have hairs on my head. And I've as full and thick a mane as anybody. His response wasn't borderline sarcastic. It came from a place about as deep into irony country as we were into Colombia. The that he was referring to wasn't so much a thing as it was an absence of a thing. The steady throbbing pulse of the single 675 horsepower Pratt & Whitney turboprop engine that until a few seconds before had been powering our Cessna Grand Caravan. It didn't take someone like me, a guy who'd been in avionics and aircraft maintenance for all his adult life, to recognize that the relative silence in the cabin was not a good thing. I closed the biography of Che Guevara I'd been reading and looked over at my buddy and co-worker Mark Gonsalves. He'd been busy at his station, practicing with the camera gear and the computer. I wasn't sure if he'd been so involved in what he was doing that he noticed anything at all. The poor guy had only been flying with us for just a few missions, and now we had a damn engine failure to deal with. I knew that Tommy Janice and our co-pilot Tom Howes would instantly flip the switch to figure out if we were going to be able to get this bird over the mountains and to the airport in La Randia, where we were scheduled to refuel. In my 20-plus years of flying, I've had all kinds of training in a variety of different military and civilian aircraft. I've been in tight spots before, and now I slipped easily into a don't panic, just focus mindset. Mark, I told him, make the mayday call. I'm too new to make a call this important, Mark said. I think you better do it. I couldn't blame the guy for not wanting to make that initial call. I immediately got on the SATCOM radio to relay our location to the guys back at the base. The first thing I needed to do was to let our command post know our location coordinates. Magic worker, this is Mud 01, do you read me? I waited, but got no response. I tried them again. Silence. This was not good. Magic Worker was responsible for our command and control. Normally, they responded almost instantly, every time we called in at our appointed half-hour intervals. The thought of possibly going in on an emergency landing without anyone knowing we had a mayday was not something any of us wanted to do. I made another call to a Department of Defense group based in Florida called JIATF East. Mud 01, this is JIATF East. How many souls on board? JIATF East, there are five. I listed them and spelled each of their names. Tom Janice, Tom Howes, Mark Gonsalves, Sergeant Luis Alceres Cruz, and myself, Keith Stansel. I kept calling out the coordinates to them as we descended from 12,000 feet over the rugged Cordillera Oriental Mountains south of Bogota. A few minutes later, we reached Ed Trinidad, who was a part of our tactical analysis team back at the embassy in Bogota. He was trying to stay cool and calm, but I could hear the stress in his voice. Breaking with usual radio transmission protocol, I said, Ed, bro, we're just looking for a place to crash. Make sure you tell all our families that we love them. Tom. When I heard the engine spooling down, I immediately looked at the instruments and then scrutinized the terrain for an emergency landing spot. I didn't see anything close to suitable, so I reached for a map. Our altitude was a little more than 12,000 feet, and I needed to determine if we could make the glide, clear the mountains, and land at our refueling site, La Randia. I looked over at the gauges to find out what our current airspeed, altitude, and rate of descent were. From the map, I plotted a point approximating our location and our destination. My gut had told me instantly that we were not going to make it over the ridge and into the airport. The calculations I did simply confirmed my suspicions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?